Albert Einstein was once traveling on the train. When the conductor came to check his ticket, Einstein began looking around trying to find it. But after a few seconds, the conductor looked at him and said, "Don't worry, I know who you are. I trust you. I know you bought a ticket." So a few minutes later, the conductor was astonished because he found Einstein on all fours searching for his ticket. He looked at him and said, "I already told you, it's fine. I trust you." So Einstein sheepishly looked back at him, and with a sense of embarrassment, he explained, "I also know who I am, and I also trust that I bought a ticket. I just don't know where I'm heading." Because sometimes, even the most accomplished among us have no idea where they're heading in life. They don't have a clear destination, a clear goal in life. As the saying goes, just because you're doing a lot doesn't mean that you're accomplishing a lot. You can hit a tree with an axe 1,000 times, but unless you aim at the same spot each time, you'll just make 1,000 small dents in the tree. You have to have focus. You need to focus on the same spot each time you hit it, the same goal. Unless you have clear goals in life, you won't achieve much with your life. But the question is, how many of us have clear goals? If someone was on a journey, but they had no idea where they were heading, wouldn't you think that was crazy? Like, for example, imagine for a moment that you're in a car with someone, and you turn to the driver and you say, "Excuse me, where are we heading? Where are you heading?" And the driver looks at you and says, "I don't know." You'd say, like, "Well, that's crazy. You're in a car, you're driving. How do you not know where you're going?" If you're in a train with someone and you look to the person next to you and say, "Oh, where are you heading? Where are you going?" And the person shrugs their shoulders and just says, I don't know. You'd say, "What are you doing on the train? What do you mean you don't know where you're going?" But at the same time, all of us are on a journey through life. And yet, how many of us have clear goals, have a clear destination for our lives? I can guarantee you that every business has a clear goal. They meet once a week, once every 2 weeks, to set their goals, to make sure they're hitting their targets, to make sure they're on the trajectory towards their destination. Every athlete has their goal. They have a certain exercise regimen, a diet, the amount of sleep they have to have, so they can achieve their goals. And yet when it comes to what's really important in life, such as who you are, your marriage, your family, life itself, how many people have real goals? How many people are really heading towards greatness? Because there are so many people who are simply surviving. They work, they eat, they sleep, and they repeat. They have weekends so they can have energy to go through that mindless cycle. And vacations so they can, you know, re-energize so they can just go through that mindless cycle. But what about what's really important? You know, there's the famous paradigm of get educated, get a job, get a family, retire, and then die. Like, that's not life. What is your life about? What's your goal in life? Because you see, the truth is, time dies. And all that's left is what you've extracted from that time. As the Ibn Ezra used to say, the past, where is it? It's gone. The future, it's not here yet. And the present, gone in the blink of an eye. So where are you? You are what you've extracted from the moments of your life. Your memories, your past is all of the actualized potential. It's all of you that you have become. There's so much more that you could have become, but you have become, so to speak, this version of yourself. And Shabbos is existing as the person that you've created. Shabbos is a time to experience who you've become, but also to recognize what you then need to become. It's a time to recalibrate, to redirect, to reconfigure your life, to think about where are you heading? Why do we do what we do? Why are we living the life we're living? Have we chosen our life? Or are we walking aimlessly through it? So let's choose our lives. Let's create concrete goals for today, this week, this month, and for this year, and birth a higher and better version of ourselves.